实战演练。
Section A，
夯实基础。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
What do you think of Professor Conrad's class?
Well, his lectures are interesting enough, but I think he could have chosen better test questions for the class. Text 2. Where would Karen and Nathan like to go next?
I think they'd like to go to Paris.
Text 3. I prefer tea to coffee, but whenever we visit Harry, he always gives us coffee.
I don't like coffee either. All I really want is a glass of cold water.
Text 4.
Do you think you can have these shirts finished by Friday morning?
I'm sorry, I couldn't possibly get them done by then. Saturday afternoon will be the earliest that you can have them. Text 5. Look, this is a new t-shirt I bought for you.
Oh, Mom, don't you know I hate black?
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Can I help you, sir?
I'd like to go somewhere near the water.
Then might I make a suggestion? Why not the Island of Pearl?
Oh, that sounds interesting.
The swimming and sunbathing are excellent. The hotels are quiet and comfortable. There's also plenty of sightseeing. You'll find it on pages 45 to 48 in this travel book.
I'll take it if I may.
Certainly.And would you like anything else?
No, thanks.
Can I help you, sir?
I'd like to go somewhere near the water.
Then might I make a suggestion? Why not the Island of Pearl?
Oh, that sounds interesting.
The swimming and sunbathing are excellent. The hotels are quiet and comfortable. There's also plenty of sightseeing.You'll find it on pages 45 to 48 in this travel book.
I'll take it if I may.
Certainly. And would you like anything else?
No, thanks.
Listen to the 7th material, answer the 8th and 9th questions.
Would you like anything to drink?
Yes, I'd love to have some beer.
How do you like it? Iced or without ice?
Without ice. I don't want to have the taste spoiled.
Here you are.
Thanks. Oh, it's very good beer.
I'm glad you like it. By the way, what's your plan for the summer holidays?
I've no idea. Maybe I'll be going surfing with Jack.
How about going surfing together?
That's a good idea.
Would you like anything to drink?
Yes, I'd love to have some beer.
How do you like it? Iced or without ice?
Without ice. I don't want to have the taste spoiled.
Here you are.
Thanks. Oh, it's very good beer.
I'm glad you like it. By the way, what's your plan for the summer holidays?
I've no idea. Maybe I'll be going surfing with Jack.
How about going surfing together?
That's a good idea. I'm thinking of going to New Zealand next year. Could you tell me when is a good time to go?
I wouldn't go in winter. It can be very cold and wet from June to August. But if you go from around November to March, you should have nice weather.
I see. And what places would you suggest I visit?
I think you'd like Auckland. That's the biggest city. And the capital, Wellington's nice too. Christchurch is also worthy of a visit. It's internationally known as the Garden City. Then you'd try to see as much of the countryside as possible.
Is there plenty to see there?
Yes, it's a small country, but there are mountains, beaches, lakes, and everything. You can even go skiing on South Island if you want to.
That sounds nice. I'll think about it. Thanks for your advice. I'm thinking of going to New Zealand next year. Could you tell me when is a good time to go?
I wouldn't go in winter. It can be very cold and wet from June to August. But if you go from around November to March, you should have nice weather.
I see. And what places would you suggest I visit?
I think you'd like Auckland. That's the biggest city. And the capital, Wellington's nice too. Christchurch is also worthy of a visit. It's internationally known as the Garden City. Then you'd try to see as much of the countryside as possible.
Is there plenty to see there?
Yes, it's a small country, but there are mountains, beaches, lakes, and everything. You can even go skiing on South Island if you want to.
That sounds nice. I'll think about it. Thanks for your advice.
How was your trip, Dan?
Wonderful. First, we went to London, but only for a few days, because it rained all the time. Both of us got really wet.
You went to Paris next, didn't you?
Well, Paris wasn't at all sunny, but it was better than London, a bit cloudy.
Did you go up the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, we both had a great time.
Where did you go after Paris?
To Sydney. We didn't get to the famous Bondi Beach, as there were a lot of thunderstorms. We did some shopping there.
I bet that was expensive.
It wasn't as expensive as Tokyo. It was hot and sunny there. No rain at all for the whole 5 days we were there.
And then you went to the USA, didn't you?
Yes, to San Francisco, which is famous for its fog. It was so thick that we couldn't go to see the Golden Gate Bridge. But it was warmer than some of the other places.
How was your trip, Dan?
Wonderful. First, we went to London, but only for a few days because it rained all the time. Both of us got really wet.
You went to Paris next, didn't you?
Well, Paris wasn't at all sunny, but it was better than London, a bit cloudy.
Did you go up the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, we both had a great time.
Where did you go after Paris?
To Sydney. We didn't get to the famous Bondi Beach, as there were a lot of thunderstorms. We did some shopping there.
I bet that was expensive.
It wasn't as expensive as Tokyo. It was hot and sunny there. No rain at all for the whole 5 days we were there.
And then you went to the USA, didn't you?
Yes, to San Francisco, which is famous for its fog. It was so thick that we couldn't go to see the Golden Gate Bridge. But it was warmer than some of the other places.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Hello, everyone. I'm Monica.I'm from New Zealand. New Zealand is an amazing tourist resort. For people going to New Zealand, there are 3 or 4 places that they must see. It depends what you're looking for, really. A lot of people that come to New Zealand enjoy an outdoor lifestyle, so there are lots of outdoor activities and places you can go to enjoy.In particular, there are 2 ice mountains, Franz Josef and Fox Glaciers. You can visit them on foot or pay for a helicopter ride that will show you a bird's eye view of them. If you want to see rural New Zealand, it's a good idea to drive through the country, as then you will be able to see the farms, particularly in the lower part of the South Island.There are a lot of sheep and cattle as well, so I think it's a good idea to go for a drive and see them in person. Another thing I'd strongly recommend is to go to a city like Rotorua, which is in the center of the North Island, to experience Maori culture. There's a Maori village, and you can listen to Maori songs,and see the hot springs and mud pools there.
Hello, everyone. I'm Monica. I'm from New Zealand. New Zealand is an amazing tourist resort. For people going to New Zealand, there are 3 or 4 places that they must see. It depends what you're looking for, really. A lot of people that come to New Zealand enjoy an outdoor lifestyle.So there are lots of outdoor activities and places you can go to enjoy. In particular, there are 2 ice mountains, Franz Josef and Fox Glaciers. You can visit them on foot or pay for a helicopter ride that will show you a bird's eye view of them. If you want to see rural New Zealand, it's a good idea to drive through the country, as then you will be able to see the farms.Particularly in the lower part of the South Island. There are a lot of sheep and cattle as well. So I think it's a good idea to go for a drive and see them in person. Another thing I'd strongly recommend is to go to a city like Rotorua, which is in the center of the North Island, to experience Maori culture. There's a Maori village, and you can listen to Maori songs,and see the hot springs and mud pools there.